All right, it's 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Welcome to the show, Funny Man Garrod Farrelly.
Well, hello, Luke. I love your new do.
Thank you. I got a midlife crisis at age 29.
I saw it on Instagram and I thought Luke's had a breakdown.
A little bit.
Poor yeah. Luke.
So you've got a load of new dates actually on the way. So you got, you're in Bray then, Comedy Festival 17th of February, Axis in Ballymun on the 10th of May, and then you're probably going around Galway, Wexford, Waterford, those type of places, I'd say, aren't you?
Yep, I'm actually putting it around the whole country at the moment. Yeah, these are extended dates from, I did a little tour last year and then that went well. So unfortunately that means I've got to do more.
Right.
So yeah, I'm on tour with Neil Delamere as well at the moment, so we're kind of weaving the two around each other.
You two are busy mates, are you?
Yeah, we're good pals. Well, you see, we've been travelling around in his car for, I'd say, the guts of 7 years. The only time we really fight is when I do the driving.
Cute.
Yeah, I'm not good. No. I stay under the speed limit. I keep it very casual. I have an audio book on. It's all a lovely experience. And Delamere likes to get home.
Surely you have 98 FM on. There's no audio book.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. You got me.
Man, it's a weird way of earning money. In many ways, because again, I was talking to my daughter about comedians and stuff. Because I don't know why, but I said, you know, so he goes up on the stage or on the TV or on the radio, and he says things that make people laugh, and he gets paid for it. And when you break it down like that, it kind of doesn't really work.
I can just imagine what your daughter said there. That is the stupidest way to make a living. And you know what? She's right.
Right, yeah.
She's absolutely right.
Was there a moment a couple of years back when you said, okay, I'm leaving all of that normal stuff behind me, all that degree and all that job.
Yeah.
You know, do I have a side job during the week and I'm a comedian on the weekend? I'm now a full-time comedian. When was that moment?
That was all about the numbers.
Well, yeah.
That was when you're just looking at, I'm earning this from this job, I'm earning this from this job, and then you go, okay, I can do without this one.
Right. Big moment.
Yeah, it was a big moment. And I took a redundancy from work. Like, they were offering redundancy, and I was like, yeah, go on, go, jump. So I just did. And now, I didn't take any time off. That's the problem when you're self-employed. And anyone that's self-employed will tell you that, is that you just pack the diary out, and then you realise, you know, a year in, I haven't had a break in I don't know how long.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'll never be in another job. I'm not sure if this is the best way to promote a gig going.
Don't worry about it. He can't see himself.
I can't see myself doing this full time. So what you should do is you should definitely get to this one.
Yeah, because he won't be gone for much longer.
But it's gas, because when I was working, the stuff that I was doing was ridiculous. Like, I mean, I really should have quit that job a long time ago.
Window
cleaner. Well, I mean, I made a series with PJ Gallagher, and we used to film my bits for after 4:30 in the evening, because I could leave work at 4:00 and then I'd go straight to wherever we were filming and film it. I remember when we did the DVD cover, when that was released, I went on my lunch break over to do the photo shoot for that. So, like, it was always... I should have quit it long before then.
Defo. Well, I think at least you're self-aware. You get some people to just keep going. No, I'm just going to keep going. Everything's still funny about the war, right?
No. Well, rent needs to be paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as the number drops, I'll be working in the shop.
Your gigs. One more time for people saying, hey, I like the sound of that guy.
I like the cut of his jib.
I want to go see him on stage. Bray Comedy Festival, 17th of February, and then Axis in Ballymun, the 10th of May. And then you'll be all around the place. If you listen to this on an app, for instance, in Scotland, he's actually going to be performing quite near you. Do you know where in Scotland?
Yes, I'm at the Stand Comedy Club in Edinburgh, and then in Glasgow. Wow. And then I'm at the Newcastle Stand as well.
Amazing.
In the end of April.
Garrod Farrelly. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Luke. Pow. Love the hair.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.